Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to talk to you about an issue raised by Jean Mam, an enrolled agent. She says that right around now, there is so much going on helping refugees, the homeless, and others who have experienced adversity. So let me give you some quick tips about the tax laws related to gifts. Well, my friends, these are the questions raised by Jean Mam and EA, and here are some basic responses with links to more details. The first question is a gift taxable? Well, when you receive a gift, it's not taxable to you. The person giving you the gift should file a gift tax return, Form 709, if all the gifts they give you during the entire year are more than $15,000. The next question, GoFundMe. Again, the person setting it up and also the recipient of the funds, how are they supposed to treat it? Well, this is a little more complicated. Set up the GoFundMe type of account in the name of the recipient so that all the funds go into an account for that recipient. It should have their Social Security number and signature authority. Do not give or promise anything to the donors. For instance, no ebooks, cards, anything tangible, except perhaps news of the progress of the person you are helping. Then, number one, the funds are then going to be tax-free to the recipient. Number two, there is no charity deduction to the donor, however generous, unless the organization that set up the account is a tax-exempt organization in good standing with the IRS, and I've given you the link to the charity lookup. And in addition to this, in addition to getting the money, the recipient is able to get a tax deduction or credit if the funds are used to cover medical expenses or educational expenses. Her next question is about people getting a full-ride scholarship, fellowship, etc., and the issue is tuition versus the food and lodging amounts. And that's a good question, because there is a difference. So, the funds that cover the books and supplies and class supplies and the tuition, those are all tax-free. The funds to cover food and lodging are taxable income. For a student under age 24, you will need to file your own tax return and check the box if you are still your parents' dependent. Then, this unearned income is subject to the kiddie tax rules, and I've given you a link, and you will pay taxes on these amounts at your parents' highest marginal tax rate. Now, what about, the next question is, people who pay their money directly to schools, medical facilities, hospitals, or doctors on behalf of somebody they care about? Well, first of all, you don't have to be a relative. Anyone can make such a gift to anyone else, even if they're not related. So first of all, anyone may make a gift to anyone else. They don't have to be related. See the GoFundMe notes above. They apply here as well. When these funds are paid directly to a school or directly to medical providers, there's no need to file a gift tax return, regardless of how much is donated on that person's behalf. Nothing at all. But beware, if the beneficiary gets any of those funds refunded, then there are a whole lot of other issues. The interesting twist in this, the beneficiary of these funds is considered to have received a gift, so they can claim the medical expense deduction or the education credits. Jean's next question is, what about making payments directly to an electricity company or a utility? Would that be a good idea? Well, that's an interesting question. Yes, if you know someone who needs that kind of help, you can pay their bills directly. But paying their utilities is not an exclusion from gift tax filing. So once you've spent over $15,000 in total gifts to or on behalf of that person, aside from just the utility bills, you must file the gift tax return. The money paid is, of course, tax-free to the recipient or the beneficiary. Jean says that there are now articles in my local paper about refugees and asylees who need help with everyday bills. Well, my friends, it is a great kindness to help refugees and those seeking asylum. There will be a place in heaven for you, whichever heaven you believe in. But what are the tax consequences? Well, if you help them directly, the gift tax rules apply, and you won't get any kind of charitable deduction, just gratitude. Now, this may change. Congress may pass some legislation to provide benefits to you, but not yet. Number two, though, if you work through a recognized charity and run the funds for housing or other arrangements through them, then you can get a charitable contribution deduction. But you have to make sure you submit your expenses to the organization and get a receipt for your donations, either monthly or annually. There are so many more questions in the Tax Mama Forum. Please drop by and read them or ask your own. And remember, you can find answers to many questions in the Tax Mama Forum about taxes and business issues and EA education free. Where else? At taxmama.com.